B-Pod Studios.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds from talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Boston.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Tyler.
Good morning, listeners.
Tyler.
Have you done any homework on William Shatner whatsoever? Did you watch news last night? Did you do anything other than maybe watch MLB reruns? Anything?
None.
Thank you.
What does Tyler watch when baseball season ends?
Great question. What does he look at on the television?
MLB networks all year long.
Baseball movies.
Do you look at television, Tyler?
No, I pick like shows. I'll get like into stuff. Like,
okay, like
do you?
What How is, I Met Your Mother?
I like to meet
Big
your
fan.
Mother. I like to meet your mother.
All right. Well, I can't hear anything.
How about thing? How about something? Oh, he doesn't have his headphones on yet.
Oh, why would he? It's only 10:04.
It's only 10:04, and he's on the show. Well, he's actually not on the show. Yeah. Why are you talking?
Yeah.
We'll get back to that later. Sitcoms
on the show.
I mean, nothing wrong with the occasional sitcom, but I mean, I don't know.
You ever watch Cheers, Tyler? You ever watch Cheers or MASH?
I used to back in the day.
Well, there you go.
It was on Nick at Night, right?
Yeah.
That's I watched George Lopez.
All right.
Full House. I know some stuff.
Look at you.
Big 30-minute sitcom guy. What are you into? 30-minute sitcoms, that's 23 minutes running
time. Have you ever
watched
Frasier?
Yeah. No.
Cute little show.
He's living it.
Other than The Office, a 30-minute sitcom is the last thing I'd watch if you give me the entire spectrum of television to watch.
I hate movies.
What about Seinfeld?
Seinfeld. Sorry, Tebow. Seinfeld and The Office. That's it.
Movies.
I'll watch a movie before I watch anything.
Seinfeld's filmed too much in the same room, like in Jerry's apartment. But like then, yeah, I guess The Office is still in the same office. Yeah.
There you go.
It's literally called The Office.
Football is just played on one field. You know, you don't seem
multiple
to have a problem
angles,
with that.
Multiple angles.
That doesn't seem to make you feel trapped.
Cheers is filmed in one. Yeah, oh, God. They're all filmed in one spot.
That's right.
Friends was like the
Holy
apartment.
Crap.
And
Friends the is the
apartment.
Coffee shop.
The coffee shop.
Two places.
What the F?
Wild.
MASH was always
MASH is in a tent.
Intense. You know, a couple
was,
of tents.
Seriously, what do you think the overhead for MASH was?
$10.
The amount of money made on that show. Hey, we're the same thing every day.
This show. What, how would you feel if people said that about this show? This is two sets here in the other studio. That's it.
We got nine monitors. Look at that. I mean, we got call screeners from France that really don't work, but they're expensive. This show's big money.
But if you're talking about the viewing quality of the, you know, limited angles, like you were saying about Seinfeld,
yes.
People could say that about this show.
But we have Josh Fowler, who I think does an outstanding job running video according to what we are talking
he
about.
He does. He does.
Like when we were talking about the space penis yesterday, the one into space.
Yep.
Bezos's. He runs video of that. Like there it is. Like we have, hey, we're at home. We're watching your show. We don't know what you're talking about, but bang. There you go. And Fowler's running it right now. And there goes the super space penis right there. Right up
Boom.
In the space. Like something out of a Monty Python movie.
Re-rack, T-Bone.
All right, thing got up there.
10:07.
We got a pretty good planned show here.
Sure do.
Wish I had the outline.
Want to go back to your comment yesterday on what you feel about Sunday's game?
I even feel more confident.
Oh my God. He's doubling down.
You're doubling down on your take yesterday of the Patriots will win.
I'm going to be so happy on Monday, and I'm going to sit here. I'm going to just sit here and smile and take calls. Something's going on down there. They feel good about this game. They do. I think Dallas does what Dallas does. They're not exotic.
Remember the week of the Saints game? They were feeling really good about what they did. And Belichick had the big Friday press conference that was super friendly. And everyone he's in the barn. Oh, team's feeling good. Yeah, they lost.
Yeah. I hear Dallas blocks pretty much the same way they've been blocking for the last 8 years. Pass protection wise.
Okay, so they're going to exploit that.
I think they're going to exploit some things. Yes.
All right.
Against Dallas, yes.
So how do they do that against Dak Prescott again yesterday? He said you got to get after him.
Yeah. Well, you got to move the pocket a little bit.
Who's they? Because beyond Judon.
Oh, the team in blue and white.
Beyond Judon, who?
Those are both teams this weekend.
Yeah, who do you feel confident?
One with a high school uniform, sorry. And the other one with a professional uniform.
If they play three offensive linemen, who besides Judon is going to get to Dak Prescott?
Barnmore.
Based on what?
And I'm going to go Dietrich Wise.
Based on what?
Based on playing experience and based on what I've seen as to who could actually get in and be somewhat disruptive.
This year?
Yeah. Yep. You'll see, pal.
Okay.
You're going to be doing your pregame, your postgame, and you're going to be like, wow, Zoe told us all week this is going to happen.
I hope so. It would be absolutely wonderful if you were right on this stuff. No doubt about that. But do you want to know some stats?
Dak
Prescott because yesterday you were saying you got to pressure him.
Yeah. Are these home and away? Do you have like the road ones too?
Well, I have this.
Yeah.
In his game against the Giants, Dak Prescott took advantage of when he was blitzed. He threw three touchdown passes against five plus pass rushers for the third time this season.
Wow.
So three times he has thrown touchdowns when they've brought the house, so to speak.
I would say similar to Tom Brady's stats.
Only one other quarterback has thrown three touchdown passes against the blitz in a game this season. That's Tom Brady when he did it week one against Dallas.
Yep.
Against Dallas. We talked yesterday about Trayvon Diggs in the year that he's having and how difficult it will be to throw the football against Dallas because of Trayvon Diggs.
It's Mac's teammate in Alabama.
He's had six picks through five games, which is absolutely absurd. And that's going to make things difficult. So pass rushing and getting after the quarterback, okay, that's going to be sort of hard to do. Dak has been able to beat that. So how do you change that then, Zoe?
Frustrating the quarterback.
So what do you do then?
I just mentioned Brady. You talk about blitz, and Brady's obviously fantastic against the blitz. We could do all the minutiae, go through all the numbers.
Sure.
Look at those. And I just go back to the Tampa game, sending three, dropping eight, forcing Brady to come off the first look, second look. You've got to get Dak to his second and third look. Like if you come out, you play that zone, and he's able to just throw comebacks and curls and slants. He's going to try and run slants to the big guys. So you're going to try and get slants to Cooper. You got Lamb who runs a pretty good skinny post off the backside. I've seen him hit that a couple times this year. It's a big money game for J.C. Jackson.
All right, so how do you pressure the quarterback? You don't want to sack him. You want to send
drop.
Out.
You want to drop.
So you rush three?
Pressure, mind pressure.
Okay, you rush three.
Yeah, rush three. Now all of a sudden I'm looking. Okay.
There's a difference, though, between Dak Prescott and Tom Brady because Dak Prescott does this little thing where he just takes off and runs if he needs to.
Yeah.
So
you have three safeties. You can bring one down.
The quarterback can run. The quarterback can throw. The running backs can certainly run, and the receivers can catch.
I trust Adrian Phillips in a spy technique down in the box. You're already down there.
Adrian Phillips in the spot.
You want your linebackers running around?
That's what the Patriots' success on Sunday will hinge on?
I'd say a mixture of that, sure.
Okay. I'm just trying to visualize how
multiple
this is going to happen.
I'm trying, Artie.
I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to see it.
First series, next thing you know, holy crap, they're nickel and sub, and they're dropping eight.
I'm going to wait until you're out tomorrow before I play along. Today, I'm going to...
Oh, Jesus, it's getaway day.
I'm going to sit back a little bit.
Doesn't feel like one. Cowboys, Micah Parsons.
I'm in no mood to play along with this. Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow I'll play along with you. Come up with some ideas.
Micah Parsons has 16 pressures already this year.
I wanted him. I wanted them to draft him here. I'm
so
having
fun. You like him or don't like him?
I love him. Okay. I think he's great. Yeah. Yeah.
This is the thing. You're just going to make fun of everything they do?
No, they get their hands full this
week. 60. I just give them.
No, they get their hands full this week.
How you doing?
You know, and you can't have drives and you can't kick freaking field goals again. Your mindset needs to change on second and third down. Josh McDaniels needs to be better.
I like that.
You get it. You start knocking on the 30. I mean, we did it last week, right?
All right.
Supposedly, from what I hear, Hunter Henry ran the route he ran, and Jones went to him and stayed with him, and there was an adjustment made there, and it ended up being a touchdown. Like, that's a step in the right direction. Hunter Henry was the outside guy, started to run the inside crease, then faded to the post corner. Jones found him, saw the coverage, and threw a pretty damn good ball in there. Lofted it, but it wasn't a rocket to where Henry's going to get hit right in the wrist with it because it's a back fade throw.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a step in the right direction of two guys making a play. You need more of that this week. You get to 30, you need to be hungry. You need to be aggressive. No more Brandon Bolden screens on second down.
Okay.
No more Kendrick Bourne screens on third down. Let's go vertical. Let's run slants. You got enough people. Aguilar can run a slant. Bourne can run a slant. I know Jacoby Myers can run a damn slant. That's 7 yards. Bang those on him. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
You know they have another. Aggressive. They have a defensive tackle that's a rookie that they drafted.
Who?
And I'm going to do my very best.
Yeah.
Osa. I'm going to just call him Osa because that's his first name. But it's, I believe, Odigizua. I think that's how it's.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Odigizua. Right. Odigizua.
Okay.
Osa Odigizua.
Osa.
I'm going to go Let's with just whatever Osa. Bob Sosie says on Sunday because he will nail it.
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah.
He will practice this 100 times. Mm-hmm. He gets after the quarterback, too. These two guys have the two of the top four rookie pass rushers that have gotten after the quarterback. They have the most pressures. They have two young guys that get after the quarterback. So that's not good for Mac Jones.
It's not good for Mac Jones. I hope J.J. Taylor
that's
plays
not
a
great.
This game to run some draws.
Young, quick, yeah. Hungry pass rushers.
Get him upfield, get out of control upfield, can run some slip draws underneath.
And again, they've got that great corner in the back end. And this is
recipe for disaster.
This is not the Texans anymore.
Sure isn't.
All right. Well, Zoe just thinks the Patriots are going to dominate on Sunday.
I didn't say they're going to. I never said they're going to dominate.
Well, you said they're going to win on Sunday.
They're going to
keep everything
to
in check from the Cowboys. I'm just struggling to see it.
Oh, it's tough.
I don't want to throw EPA stats at you
from
Next Gen Stats. Right. That probably gets Milliken excited.
Well, it does. It gets
How much research have you done on EPA stats in football?
Zero.
Not much.
Not the Environmental Protection Agency. Not that EPA. We're talking about expected points added.
Not much.
No. Milliken, I think you could get into this. I think you should get into it for the sake of this show.
Analytics for football are a little wonky for me, and I don't know. I've dove into it over time. About
what are you going to do when the World Series ends?
Cry?
I think you should maybe dabble in the analytics of football.
Add it to my toolbox?
Yes.
You're so strange. You probably would be excited if it wasn't Houston versus Boston,
my
right?
My toolbox.
I want you...
like the matchup.
You really do?
I want you to whip out your toolbox right here on this show, and I want you to give us a dissertation on EPA. That's what we need.
I'll throw it out there for all you guys.
There
Put
we
it
go.
Right in your face.
There we go. EPA right in your face. I don't want to do that, but Dallas has all kinds of stats that you can manipulate to make it look like they're a really good team. They passed the eye test already. They passed the test statistically and on paper.
They already won a uniform battle.
They're
That's
a good
over.
Team, and they've already won the uniform battle walking through the door.
Embarrassing you, yes.
All right. Well, let's talk. Continue to talk about the Patriots.
The silver ponce with the white jerseys.
A ponce.
In blue.
A ponce.
Nautical blue.
You got to make them wear blue.
Can they do that? Have they ever done that?
Sure,
yes.
You could.
Parcells game.
You're the home game. Yeah, they did. Parcells game. It was the Quincy Carter game.
So the Patriots should wear white, is what you're saying? Can they just change it week to week? Doesn't matter.
They can wear what they want.
Bucks wore white on opening night.
Yep, you can wear what you want. The home team dictates what you wear.
Their white uniform is better than their blue. The blue is horrendous. It's one of the worst uniforms in the NFL.
God, if they just came out.
It's a mind game. I'm convinced.
Oh, if they came out white shirts, white pants. Oh, my God. You know they got the white pants from that Thursday game.
Let's continue to revisit Zoe's take on the Patriots winning the game. Willie McGinnis with some thoughts on this. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will not be a recycled take.
Right. But it's a retake. It's a reheated take.
Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a Twisted Tea Thursday on Zolak and Bertrand with Josh Uche. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted. Always enjoy responsibly. We'll get back to that Willie McGinnis sound that we told you about coming up. But now let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline with Josh Uche from the New England Patriots. Joins us now. Hi, Josh.
How you guys doing?
Good, Josh. Hey, speaking of Willie McGinnis, he wears number. Do you know the history here with Willie? You keep up at all?
Yeah, he's a legend, man. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't know Willie?
Yep. Hey, you guys faced a pretty damn good skill set a couple weeks ago against Tampa. When you look at Dallas on film and what they've been able to do, pretty comparable to Tampa? Or are they better?
They do a multitude of things very well. A lot of good skill players, a lot of good offensive linemen up front, and their quarterback is doing a great job, so... there's a lot of similarities in terms of how well they're playing right now.
For you, in your job, in a game where you have a quarterback that runs or has the ability to run, I should say, what's the thing that you sort of have to remember or keep top of mind when you play a guy like Dak Prescott?
You just got to be ready for, it's Dak along with, the coordinator and, the different things he likes to do. So it's just being aware and being tuned into everything, locked into the game and the situations.
I mean, it's interesting. When you study Kellen, too, you mentioned their coordinator. They kind of risked it a lot when he was in college. And do you see some stuff that isn't normal to what maybe teams in the past have done with Dallas, where they'll take some chances on things?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the coordinator, just going back to when he was at Boise.
Yeah.
I believe, and just all the different wrinkles they would do there, you see it kind of translate into, their game plan and stuff like that. So it's just being aware for all the little tricks and gimmicks and, different things. And, like I said, just being attuned into the game and locked in.
We're talking with Patriots linebacker Josh Uche, who's with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. I don't know if you grew up a big fan of the NFL or watching a lot of football in the NFL. Some guys tend to watch a lot more college ball, but what is it like to be going against the Dallas Cowboys, the America's team sort of brand and a star on the helmet? That's sort of a traditional legendary team on Sunday.
That's one of the biggest faces in football, in terms of marketing and different things like that. So, to actually be going up against them, watching them as a kid is definitely pretty cool, definitely a great team, great owners, really a great all-around organization, so.
Speaking of owners, who would win in a fight, RKK or Jerry Jones?
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
That'd be a good one. Cage match.
I'll let you guys answer that one.
I'm going RKK.
I'm rocking with Kraft all the way.
That's right, bottom right corner.
He has a saying. It's called bottom right corner. That's where he signs the checks, Josh.
That's funny.
But, I mean, you see Mr. Kraft, and, he lets Bill run the football part of it. Robert's very, very visible. But then you'll see Dallas sometimes where Jerry's holding press conferences in the locker room right after the game. Do you guys as players, are you aware of all these owners and the ins and outs of some of these guys and how overbearing maybe they could be at times, like a guy like Jerry?
Not really. I mean, I kind of just, I'm focused on my work, focused on my assignment, so it's, I don't even really watch that much TV, for the most part. So, I don't really see what everyone else is doing. But, I'm sure everyone has their little wrinkles and their little gimmicks, and, you know, that's kind of how things, everyone runs their organization differently. So,
well, Josh, we have a Tyler Milliken who answers the phones and takes care of things. You may have just spoken to him when you called in, but we asked him what shows he watches when he's not watching baseball. He's a big baseball fan. So you just said you don't watch a lot of TV, but when football season's over and you do watch TV, what is it for you? Give us some of your favorites.
Usually some Netflix, honestly. I remember a show I was binge watching at one point was Ozark. Out with like a third season or so yet, but you know, yeah, I'm usually on Netflix or YouTube, just kind of watching documentaries or music videos and stuff like that. So you're
basically like the same age as our call screener. Now he's a little bit of a weirdo.
You guys are both
We're watching that rocket. We're watching that rocket go up in space that Bezos had, and William Shatner was on that rocket. Do you know who William Shatner is?
I don't think so.
Boom. Wow.
Thank you, Josh.
All right. Boy, are we old. We are so old.
We are old. Hold on. William Shatner is old, too. He's 90 years old.
He was on Star Trek.
Yeah, you probably know him better from the Priceline commercials.
Yeah. More than he's the Priceline guy.
Okay. And I got to see the face so it'll ring a bell, you know.
I am
stunned.
I would say now, after these two individuals saying they don't know who he is, I would bet most people in their early 20s don't know who he is.
They just don't know. Yeah, We're wrong.
I've heard the name before. I will say that.
He hasn't. He's just
clueless. Yeah, he has no idea. Ozark's good, though. Good show. Season four is on the way, too.
I hope so. I really hope so.
All right, Josh, appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Good luck, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Take it easy. Josh Uche.
Twisted Tea
Thursday, and I forgot to ask him the question of the week. Oh, damn it.
Ask me, I'll answer.
Ready?
Yeah.
It was Robert from South Weymouth who asked the Twisted Tea question of the week. Robert asked, what affects you most when preparing for a game?
Sleep. Newest episode of Ozark.
William Shatner. Sleep.
What affects me most is when I get really bad coaching going into the week, and I think I just disagree like I did all week long with all the coaches, and I just think they're doing it wrong.
When I get a game plan, I look at it and I'm like, this doesn't work.
Just trying to think of the most unpatriot-like answer ever. Oh, just all the distractions. You know, we're constantly distracted in the locker room with what people are saying about us and saying about the other team.
Not enough talent at the skill position.
not enough talent. We just don't think we can win.
I'm out there at practice, I look over and Stephen Belichick's face is going.
I don't know what affects.
Oh boy,
nothing, just preparation.
All right, 617-779-0985. Back to Willie McGinest and what he's thinking about Patriots, Cowboys. Also, something from Steve Belichick that caught my ear this week. We can get to that coming up. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I talked to some people late last week after the Stephon Gilmore trade. NFL executives that basically indicated to me, J.C. Jackson is set up to get paid. When it comes to numbers, buckle in. Because what I was told was the Byron Jones deal, which is up over $16 million per year, or the Tredavious.
Is that Willie McGinest?
No, that's Bill Perry.
It sounded like Willie. I know Willie.
Do we have Willie or no? Oh, boy.
What do you want to talk about?
Okay, 617-779-0985. I'm going to do this instead. Brandon in Boston. for you, T-Bone.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Brandon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. So I just want to talk about the Patriots' stale-bred offense. It seems like Hunter Henry's more of a better fit for the Patriots going forward, and Jonnu Smith and Aguilar is not panning out well. A guy that I would bring on board would be Odell Beckham. You know, Odell Beckham's years was great with the Giants through 2014 through 16. I'm not going to count 2017 because that was a dip year for him. He had 302 yards and three touchdowns. In 2018, he did a little better on his last year out with 1,052 yards and six touchdowns. But the last 2 years that he's been with Cleveland, his numbers has taken a dip. He's now in year three. He only has 9 receptions, 124 yards, and 0 TDs. For me, there's too many mouths to feed on the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, Baker Mayfield is a streaky quarterback, so I don't think he's a good fit. If he came to the Patriots,
what are you going to give up for him?
Now, this is the thing.
It is
you
the
package
thing.
Up Jonnu Smith, oh, Aguilar.
Okay. Nope. Absolutely not. That is, there's fantasy land, and then there is what are we even doing here?
I'd go for DeAndre Hopkins.
Do you think actually. Bill Belichick would trade Nelson Aguilar and Jonnu Smith in any deal right now?
Nope.
In season right now?
Nope. Those are his handpicked guys that he gave a lot of money to.
Give me a break. Now, I might do that, but he's not going to do that.
I do agree with him with his first point, though, that Hunter Henry seems like he's starting to fit and understand what the Patriots' offense is. Jonnu Smith, it's a struggle right now. Even his catches and stuff, like he fights the ball. It's like he's tripping up. And Henry looks better. Henry looks like the better tight end fit here for this offense. The saddest part is Jonnu Smith could be the biggest disappointment between Henry, Aguilar, Bourne, and himself. Where I thought maybe he would have been the most explosive. Just not seeing it. I mean, we're 5-6 weeks into this thing now. That's like you got to be creative to get him the ball. I don't know what more to say on it. And I mean, you're gonna fix what ails you by saying we overpaid for the wrong receivers and we go get Odell Beckham? Come on.
Let's get
that's
to
just admitting stupidity.
let's get to the what Willie did have to say. NFL Network, Willie McGinnis, Patriots legend. Go ahead on this week.
The beauty of this is just the coaching staffs. Kellen Moore's come a long way. Bill's been doing it forever since you've been there and even before. He's fantastic. That's what I can't wait to see is the chess match that happens with really good pieces on both sides. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And one other note, the Patriots, they play more man-to-man. They're at the top of the league in man-to-man, and they don't give up as many first downs. They're one of the best in the league. Guess who's one of the best league on offense at going against man-to-man?
Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
Great. Great. There's another one for you.
Which,
you know, who's great against man-to-man? Cowboys.
Tells you they may play zone. Rush 3, drop 8. 4 underneath, 3 over the top.
And you don't think that Dak's going to be able to find those openings?
Maybe.
In the zone.
We'll see.
Oh, my God. I think you're out of your mind. I know Mabel thinks you're out of your mind, too. Mabel.
Oh, my God. First and foremost, though, I mean no disrespect, but you are completely delusional. And you're so angry. Like, you need to let go of the anger for a while.
Absolutely. Where did I come across being angry?
You're speaking a lot of sense today.
Where's my anger towards the Cowboys?
Let go of the anger, first of all.
What anger?
How many calls have you taken?
No, give me examples of my anger towards the Cowboys.
Because you're defensive, because you don't want to say that the Patriots are going to lose, and I understand
that.
That doesn't make me angry. But you're
Mabel.
So angry, though. The people that have been calling are like trying to tell you, we have a lot of weapons. The only way that the Cowboys are going to lose is if they hurt themselves.
Yeah, I
think the game,
I do believe that.
If they're going to lose, it's going to be turnovers.
Yeah.
But the weapons that we have, it's like, what is it going to take for you to understand that the Cowboys like could go to the Super Bowl this year? You're
well, sure
so
they could.
You know what it is, Mabel?
We could beat them, you know? And they could go to the Super Bowl.
You know what needs to happen for Zoe and a lot of people? You've just got to realize that sometimes in the NFL, sometimes talent wins. We love the Patriot way.
Call back Monday, Mabel.
We all do. We all love how Belichick runs a great, tight program, values preparation, values good coaching, values limiting mistakes, although this team has struggled to limit those mistakes. They've turned the ball over. They've had mistakes getting on and off the field. They've been penalized. This team has had issues with that. But sometimes you just got to say, wow, there's a lot of talent on the field here.
Yeah.
And we can't even come close to matching that talent. And on some days, your talent is what's going to matter more than anything else, even with a bad coach like Mike McCarthy.
Haven't we seen that this season?
And isn't the Patriots situation right now an example of that? You've got great coaching. You got a great head coach. What's that going to mean?
Yeah.
You had a losing record last
year. Josh has had a good year calling plays.
And you could have a losing record again this year. Can only take you so far.
They've lost every game where they clearly didn't have the most talent.
Yep. And we did that exercise with Burt Breer yesterday. They've lost the games that they're going against a team more talent.
Right. That's true.
And I know that's hard to say because
That's a fact.
We've often said, okay, the Patriots, they haven't always been the most talented team. They've been the best team, the best assembled team, mm-hmm. where the pieces fit the best. They're not just grabbing talented players. Right now, they feel like a team that was trying to just grab the talented players in free agency, yeah. and they haven't really put it together yet.
I mean, other than Judon, your free agents have not popped. Judon's your big prize.
Combo in the car. Is this a long ago caller?
Combo.
Combo.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Combo, didn't you call us years ago?
Hey, I know, man.
Yes, but I told the freaking guy to call me Old Southern, and I was supposed to do the Southern accent and talk like I'm a Cowboys fan, and he screwed it all up.
Of course he did.
Sorry, Combo. What's going on?
But out of the way, why the hell are we calling the Cowboys America's team when they try to secede from the goddamn nation? Oh. You understand that's why they put the star on their helmet was because they didn't want to be a part of America?
What are we doing?
Is this a bit, Combo?
It's a bit.
Is that a bit?
Now we know why he hasn't called.
He hasn't called in I don't even know if he ever called us on this show when we were together.
Let's get back to his real point, though. Why did they want to secede?
They still want to.
I'd say go for it.
They still want to. Texas wants to be their own country.
Have at it.
They have their own power grid. That worked out well for them.
It worked out wonderful, didn't it? You guys do your own thing. It's fine. It's great. Do whatever you want to do. Have at it. Would you miss Texas?
Nope.
There's a lot of states. You'd be like,
honestly, I would not miss Texas. I'd miss Florida.
I wouldn't.
Like, Florida, at least go there and you have a good time. Like, you don't go to Texas, say, hey, I'm going to Texas, go to the beach. I know they have beach.
It's not like it's
going to
go anywhere. You can still go there.
Florida's like vacation central. You don't go to Texas to vacation. I wouldn't miss Texas. Like, wouldn't miss Arkansas. Wouldn't miss Texas. Wouldn't miss Ohio.
I went to South Padre Island once. It was a good time.
I heard it's nice there.
It was a good time.
Like, but like, I know Texas does have their spots. I mean, you're gonna hit a spot when you got as much coastline as they have. You're gonna have a spot or two.
Yeah. How much coastline do they have?
I don't know. Florida's got a lot, man. You go East Coast, West Coast. Oh man.
You know, I was more than Florida.
Who?
Michigan.
Yeah,
I believe
it's a
that.
Lake,
two peninsulas.
It's a lake.
Yeah. Can't tell when you're looking at it. Can't see across.
It's true. It's true.
That was a bit that we did.
Yeah, he was. Well, we didn't.
Hey, you're supposed to say that I'm the crazy guy from down south.
Do they still deserve the America's? I mean, it's an old saying that they're America's team. It's stuck. It's still there. I think they've got the largest fan base.
In order for anyone or anything to call themselves America's something, you'd have to base that on America being unified in any one thing, which it is not.
That way, most certainly not.
That's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
So you can't have an America's anything.
Ditch that plan. 617-779-0985. Something that Steve Belichick said the other day that we want to play for you. We'll get that coming back on the other side with your calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Drive home with Felger and Matt. Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Solak and Bertrand. We got other guests along the way today. Bruce Arena's going to join us today.
12:36.
Everyone changes their time.
Yes, like they call in whenever they want.
Uche calls when he feels like it. Bruce Arena's at 12:36. Derek Forbert today of the Boston Bruins.
Why are you laughing? Every time I see Forbert, I think of Lord Farquaad. I can't stop.
Tell him that when he calls. No. He's going to call us at 1.
Oh, he better have a sense of humor.
Four guests in a show.
He better have a sense of humor. Who was the guy we interviewed? Three guests. It was a VORP. He was just faking.
Count them. Nick Ritchie?
Nick Ritchie. How is it? Do you like the Boston?
Yes.
Who's helped you the most? I don't know.
Corbett Lothback there has been doing all kinds of research on Forbert to try and get us to ask him questions about certain things.
Job Louth. Knows where that one's heading.
Here's Steve Belichick.
Was Bruins Thursday, right?
Steve Belichick this week was asked about being made into a Twitter meme with his licking of his chops, we'll say, a couple of weeks ago in the Buccaneers game.
Never mind. Good.
What?
No, it's not fair.
Never mind. What was it?
Nothing.
No, go ahead. Tell
no,
us.
No, go.
No, but seriously, how you doing?
Tell him about his memes.
Start on a lighthearted note and get it out of the way and ask what it was like when you saw that you sort of turned into a meme for a little bit there.
Yeah, I heard about that. I saw some of that stuff. I mean, nothing I could do about that. I don't know. It is what it is. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. There were some good ones out there, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, did your wife or friends get a kick out of it? Anyone hit you up about that?
Yeah, first person I saw after the game was Chung, and he let me know about it. So he thought it was funny. But yeah, it was a eventful afternoon for the family. So there's a lot going on in my head outside of football. But he understood that, so he kept it lighthearted.
Figured I'd start you off with an easy one. Thanks, dude.
Oh, yeah. No, let's start them all off with easy ones. They all deserve it this year, for sure, guys. Let's start them off with the easy ones. Yeah, good to know he's humorless like his old man. Holy crap. There's one thing that stood out to me in that comment, and Chung. Nothing to do with his stupid memes.
Chung.
Why was Patrick Chung the first guy he saw after the game? Where's he been? Patrick Chung.
Interesting,
where? Well, if the first thing after the game, that meant Chung was there. But where? In the locker room?
Thought about this when I heard that the first
time.
In
the tunnel back to the locker room? Where was Patrick Chung that he became the first guy you had any conversation with after the game?
So the horn sounds, the game's over, you walk through the rain, you go up through that tunnel, you know, because they go down the steps and, you know, up the tunnel.
Yep.
And bang, he sees Patrick Chung.
Right. Why?
What's he doing there?
What's he doing there? I mean, I could see there are plenty of former players who come to games. They don't typically become the first guy that a coach would see coming off the field.
Maybe he was there working out.
They might be hanging out down the hall. You know, mm-hmm. Some of those guys congregate after games, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the new players' place where they hang out with the family, it's outside because of COVID.
Because of COVID. So guests. So
they have tents up in their parking lot.
Oh, so they moved them outside
this year.
They're
outside now. They're not inside underneath. In an enclosed space.
Well, that's even more interesting that the guests and the families have been moved outside the back hall into the outdoors under tents to hang out and congregate and see people and catch up because of COVID. So even with a COVID protocol, Patrick Chung became the first guy Steve Belichick saw after the game. Makes you wonder.
Wouldn't shock me at some point Patrick Chung's back as a Patriot.
Well, I heard this and I thought, well, Chung must be in the mix again. Chung must be ready to sign a deal. Chung must be hanging around to see if he's going to make it back or not. Maybe he's working out.
I don't think he wants to go anywhere else if he unretires.
And just before we get back to the Chung stuff, what was Steve Belichick talking about? The things going on and there's a lot going on in his life.
Oh, yeah, it was a eventful afternoon for the family. So there's a lot going on in my head outside of football.
What?
Is there another baby on the way?
Yes, that was posted on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh. Baby. Yeah, babies. Everybody's having babies. Man, people
we need Jake
in
Boston to call in and backdate the conception point and see how that coincides with the winner.
We know babies take 3 weeks.
Quick question here. Quick question, and I'll say this.
You have sex, and then 9 months later, you're pregnant. What? No.
Like, we talk about everything here.
Right.
I want to go back to the pandemic.
Of course.
The pandemic, did that change your lifestyle at home at all? Did you see an increase, decrease, about the same?
Not talking about this with you.
I think it was pretty steady.
Congratulations.
Same.
Not talking about this with you.
What about Louth? Did you ask him about this?
I don't think Louth has ever had sex.
He has two kids.
I can't picture him having sex.
And two times.
Well, at least twice.
So the ways you can have kids. They did go away. Oh, he was up in Vermont. That's right. Last weekend.
Who?
Jim, adults only.
Oh, he went to Vermont. I thought he was in New Hampshire.
No, maybe it was New Hampshire. New Hampshire, I'm sorry.
That was New Hampshire.
Maybe it was both.
The lake house. Maybe. It was the lake house, but the boat was not available. It was put away. It's like, what else? Can't boat.
You got to rock the boat if it's dry docked,
so to speak.
How was it? How about for you, Tyler?
Got an email about this song today.
I replied to that guy.
You did? Yeah. What'd you tell him?
Well, did they say change it?
He's a loyal listener. He
loves the show.
Loves us.
It's Mike, right?
Wasn't nasty.
His name's Mike. Appreciate it,
no,
Mike.
No, Mark, I figure it's Mark.
His name is Mark Frost. I said, like, Twin Peaks, Mark Frost? Like, the guy who wrote The Greatest Game Ever Played, Mark Frost? The author, Mark Frost? I haven't heard back.
That's it?
Your reply?
Yeah. Like,
what,
sweet.
What was the email?
If it's that Mark Frost, I think we should change the song.
Not a fan of the opening song. Nails on a chalkboard, he said.
Yeah. He's got a real issue with it.
Makes him turn away for 3 minutes. But he comes right back.
Jimmy's in Saugus. Jimmy, save us.
Hi, James.
What's up, guys? First, I want to say, listen, I love your show. I've been listening for a long time, but I'm a first-time caller. I'm a lifelong Dallas Cowboy fan. Love this team since I was 8 years old, but I'm with Zoe on this one. I think this is going to be a great game. Patriots looked impressive against Tampa, and I think if they bring their A game, this is going to come down to the end. So good luck to both teams, but I hope the Cowboys win.
Okay. Got one on my side.
Roberto in Vegas. Roberto.
Roberto.
Hola, mi amigos. ¿Cómo estás? No, seriously, David, how you doing?
David,
the Giants Dodgers tonight.
Why are you calling him to Roberto? Yeah,
what are you with
for
Jeff
or Roberto's?
We're not stupid, Jeff.
He's doing it for Roberto's taco shop.
Well, he should have said he was Jeff calling from Roberto.
Oh, are you in Vegas?
I am.
What are you doing?
I am hanging out, getting ready to go tee it up at Rhodes Ranch, Artie.
Oh, nice.
And I'm getting ready for the Giants Dodgers tonight. I was anxious until I got the news that my boy is going to be throwing out the first pitch. So I'm a little bit excited. But the Patriots, long-term issues.
18 is a par 4.
Yeah,
18 at Rhodes Ranch is par 4, elevated green. You should be, if you're hitting the ball well, you should be about driver 7 iron into that green. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Yeah, it'll probably be driver 4 wood for me, but that's good. Anyway, the Pats, their long-term prospects, I don't know why you guys haven't really honed in on it, but the curse of the Tom Bino is certainly going to be taken over. And I don't know how this is going to go on Sunday, though. I feel for you, but I don't know. Good luck, though. Have a great rest of the week, boys.
All right. Enjoy the golf. Enjoy Roberto's.
What's he do? He's in Vegas a lot.
Yeah, it's good life.
Gambler.
I started to shoot my mouth off about going to a show in Vegas in January, and a buddy of mine out in Vegas heard me talk about it, and now he's, like, getting tickets. He's like, oh, you're coming. Like, oh,
yeah, okay,
I will.
It's so terrible to have your arm twisted like that to go to Vegas.
We take the money from the market we made and buy your ticket.
I haven't been in so long. I'm a little scared.
617-779-0985. More on the Patriots and Cowboys. We'll continue to take your calls on that. Also, we'll talk a little bit about the ALCS set to begin tomorrow. How did the Red Sox win 4 games in this series? Start to address that right after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.